Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central Time, that's noon to 3 Eastern, 10 to 1 Mountain, 9 to 11 Pacific. No, that'd be, what would it be Pacific? That'd be 9 to noon Pacific. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. We'll be getting you up on the air coming up in the next segment. Danny, Paul, Jeffrey, and many others that are patiently holding. But right now, I need to get into this really important news. This is out of the New York Times. Russia gives Iran ultimatum on enrichment. Now, let's give you some background here first. For 3 months, Russia has been refusing to deliver fuel rods to the Bashar reactor and to several other facilities, the parts they need. And the Iranians have been refusing to pay, and it's a paltry sum for a government. Now, Iran has capitulated. Iran has bowed down and is not even following a peaceful energy program. But Ahmed Dinejad, there's a debate on how to pronounce it. I can only pronounce my own name, so it doesn't matter. The guy running Iran, who is just the president, he's a puppet over there. Yeah, they elect him, but the Supreme Council runs everything. It's a dictatorship, folks. So, oh yes, the puppet's elected. The puppet, he still shoots his mouth off about how if he gets attacked, he's going to strike back. He's got to do that. What would our president, the puppet of the bankers, do of the global dictatorship? Not just the rogue state of Iran, do if he was being threatened. He'd act tough. You got to act tough. And that's what these people do. And so the CIA said a year ago it would take 10 years for him to have a weaponized program. Now that's 9 years. The Israelis say 4 years. The CIA says now in new assessments that they tried to cook up 6 years. Whatever. If they were left alone and given everything they needed to have a crude device, many years. While North Korea, China, Russia, South Africa, all these countries have nukes. Okay? France. I mean, the list goes on and on. There's a lot of nuclear powers out there now. But there's this hysteria. We got to attack, we got to attack, we got to attack. And you've got three aircraft carrier groups and task forces floating around there in the Persian Gulf. There could be a staged Gulf of Tonkin any day. Meanwhile, Iran is years and years away, if left to their own devices and given everything they needed, and Russia's not even doing that now. Because, on purpose, Iran's not even paying. And then Russia comes out with a staged announcement to look like they're getting tough when Iran has already buckled to the New World Order. Russia gives Iran ultimatum on enrichment. Paris, March 18th, Russia has informed Iran that it will withhold fuel for Iran's nearly completed Bashar power plant unless Iran suspends its uranium enrichment, as demanded by the United Nations Security Council, European, American, and Iranian officials said. So the whole thing's already been suspended by fiat, for all intents and purposes, but now the UN's upping things, saying, we need to inspect, we need back in there, and Iran's saying, no. It's just unbelievable. The ultimatum was delivered in Moscow last week by Igor Inovov, Russia's secretary, council secretary, security council secretary, to Al Husseini Tash, Iran's deputy chief nuclear negotiator, said the officials, who spoke on the condition of anonymity because a confidential diplomatic exchange between two governments was involved. For years, President Bush has been pressing President Vladimir Putin of Russia to cut off help to Iran, the nuclear reactor, which is Tehran's first serious effort to produce nuclear energy that has been highly profitable for Russia, but Mr. Putin has resisted. So, they'll probably end up and attack Iran anyways. It doesn't matter. They'll probably claim they've got death beams from space or Pluto or something like that.
It's cheer after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, now 8 minutes, 22 seconds into this second hour. For those who just joined us, Russia gives Iran an ultimatum. They're not finishing the reactor. It's been shut down for months. Nothing's going on. It would be years and years till they had a weapon. The world doesn't care. They see another weak third world country of 65 million people that can be bombed into oblivion. Lots of couch potatoes that can't find it on a map will cheer with glee as the very same elite bombing Iran destroys our sovereignty and our dollar. They just don't care. Coming up, we'll get into U.S. troops in Iraq won out. It's a one-year anniversary of Charlie Sheen coming on this radio show and causing a chain reaction on 9/11. Mark Kornke's going to join us again because people were calling in the whole time he was on with us for 2 hours. And I said we'd take calls. We only took calls the last literal, wasn't even the last 15, it was the last 12 minutes. And there was an ad in between there. We're going to get Mark on about 45 after or so and have him for the end of this hour and all the way into the next hour. Kind of let him recap and cover a few other issues for that 15 minutes. Start the third hour, take pure calls for Mark, the political prisoner, who's now been released after 7 years coming up. It's important. People want to hear from him, and we're going to have him back on. Now, let me just go ahead and go to your calls right now, as promised. Let's move quickly. Danny in New York, go ahead.
Hey, how are you, Alex? First-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome.
I have the great opportunity of having a giant office and about 8 to 9 workers and a whole bunch of medical students. And your talk show about Gardasil and all that other stuff really got a lot of those students thinking. So I want to thank you for that.
Oh, good job.
I like hitting them with you know, war on the middle class. You have a lot of physicians, and they love their money. So you know, they listen to your show, and I say, well, just check it out. Go on Google and check it out, and you know, tell me what you say. Now you got a lot of people with open eyes now and open ears, and they're looking into this. And I just want to tell you, you know, I did 7 years in the Army, and thank God got out with no problems.
Thank God.
Was there on 6th Avenue when the two buildings came down, saw the second one come down, a little funny to me, and had a guy with me who was a sergeant major at the time, and he said, didn't we just get briefed about this 2 months ago? And I remembered we had some ex-special forces guy, you know, they get these contractors after they finish the military to, you know, brief soldiers on terroristic actions.
Yeah, they go around for FEMA, fear-mongering. Now it's under
exactly.
NORTHCOM.
And one of the main, you know, of course, after the Nation of Islam, they showed this guy Bin Laden, and he said that we're after him now, and he's been planning some things, and of course, 2 months later, this is what happened.
That's right, and not just to the military, and I talked to a lot of military who were briefed on it. We're about to be attacked. They're probably going to hit New York.
Exactly.
I mean, they were telling us what they were going to do.
Exactly, and I remember catching myself saying, you know what? That was Bin Laden. But then a few weeks later, I'm laughing at myself because I said, how could some guys in a cave plan all this stuff? I mean, I know when you do military operations, it takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of people involved. It takes
the coordination, and then you've got the Air Force standing down, NORAD standing down, drills of the exact same buildings being hit at the exact same time. I mean,
exactly.
Get me
out of the way, folks. When I woke up from that, it just made me a little sick. You know, you're in the military, and, you know, your job is to protect the Constitution, both foreign and domestic. And you walk down the street, and the cops are frisking people. They're, you know, treating people. And I have, unfortunately, I have police in my family, and I hit them all the time with this. Since you woke me up, I'm kind of like a lion now, you know?
Good.
And I hit them. I said, look, listen, you know, you have these people who you can just walk to them, and there's a law there that can arrest them. You can do, you know, jaywalking, whatever it is, and you give them a hard time, and you get, you know, you put them in the system, and for what? You can only do it to us, and you can't do it to, you know, illegals. And, you know, I just, again, if it was not for the fact that I woke up, you know, a few weeks after September 11, and I thank you for it, because I've been listening to you for a long time, and you know what? I Google everything that you say, and I double-check everything, because I don't want to sound like a crazy idiot and have no facts. And I want to thank you for, you know, keeping as honest as you have been on the air, and just I will keep on this battle.
Paul, God bless you, and I appreciate everything you've done, my friend, and I salute you. You keep it up. Yeah, I mean, I remember going to New York many, many years ago, and the cops were nice. And, man, you go there now, they just scream at people everywhere you go. I mean, it not just at rallies or demonstrations. And, I mean, I was talking to an Austin cop last week, and he said, oh, my gosh, he was up in New York and asked an officer, hey, sir, do you know where this is? And, does it look like information on my chest? Get out of here. Let me see your ID. I mean, how did America turn into that? And the numbers just came out, what, in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago, when we read them here on air. I forget the exact numbers. It was, in 2004? No, it was 2003. There were something like 97,000, what they call stop and frisk, where they just randomly stop people on the street and search you and question you, just randomly. And it said that in 2006, it was 550-something thousand. Now, again, those aren't the exact. I remember it was 500-something thou and 90-something thou before. Up fivefold plus per year. And, I mean, they're pulling cars over, families over, women. And that's not counting the random searches to get on subways. Let me search your bags. See, first it's the airplanes and the buses and then the trains. And the border's wide open. And, again, Austin cops out front my office. One of my employees, never in trouble with the law, just has been so busy. I'm the same way. I got a headlight burnout. I got a bad inspection sticker. I've been so busy, I can't have time to put my car in the shop for like a month. The inspection sticker's been out for like 2 months. And I'm pulling up, and there are cops, and they're in with a headlight burnout. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I pull in. I already told this story. And they're putting an employee of mine in handcuffs. And I go, what's going on? Now, well, he has an expired driver's license. And I went, well, what? And I go, let me guess, you don't arrest illegals for this? And they said, nope, we don't like it. I mean, how? Can't you put two and two together? All right, I'm already telling the same story. Let's talk to Paul in Nebraska. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask you when you're going to have William F. Jasper and John McManus back on your program.
I have had McManus on, and I have called... in the last 12 years on radio, I've probably called Jasper twice a year, so 24 times probably.
Okay, because...
And it's always, we're going to come on later. We're going to be doing interviews later. So there's an answer to your question.
Okay, because I'm a member of the John Birch Society, and we got a letter from the headquarters asking us to help put together a plan to... the attack and the defeat and this NAFTA that's going on, and how to put it all together and to educate people about how this economically, domestically, and how we can tie it into everything that's going on worldwide, and trying to figure out.
Well, we fight it every day. We just had a big rally. About 2,000 people total over the day down at the Capitol. Against the Trans-Texas Corridor, NAFTA Superhighway, the taxing mechanism of all this. And we're fighting it, sir.
Yeah, cause I'm a big listener of your program and big supporter of your program and trying to turn people on up here.
Well, keep it up, my friend.
Every day. So.
God bless you, and I appreciate the call. The John Birch Society in the past really wouldn't do interviews. Now they say they're, quote, changing their policy. But I haven't really seen that. Let's go. I mean, I guess McManus came on to promote an event he was going to be at. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeffrey. Jeffrey, where are you calling from?
I'm from Michigan, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have a comment and also a question. The comment is, I have some coworkers who mentioned this program called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And for some reason, I decided to... watch it, I think, last week, and I watched two questions and had to turn it off. This totally falls in line where they're dumbing down the masses. The people cheered and rooted on for a CEO / president of a building company because he couldn't figure out how many square inches were in a square with 12-inch sides. And I was just... mortified that he decided to just take the money because he was too stupid to realize length times width.
Okay, I'm stupid.
Area.
I'm stupid here.
Okay.
Explain to me what the program is, what was going on.
There's a program on Fox called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And I guess they have people on there who have to answer questions that fifth graders learn in class. And if you can successfully answer the questions, you keep raising your level on how much money you can win. He was up at $50,000, and if he answered the questions successfully, he would go up to $100,000. If he was wrong, he would drop down to $25,000, and he'd be done with the show. And he decided, since he couldn't figure out the answer of the question, he was just going to take the money, and he has to say afterwards, I'm not as smart as a fifth grader, and the crowd is cheering and everyone...
Yeah, that's what Fox does, is it's all about every male role model is an idiot who can't get out of bed in the morning, he's such a drunk, the women are all the bosses.
Yep.
Everyone's an idiot, everyone's scum. This is the elite programming the public.
Yeah, exactly. And, it made me sick to think that, I don't know what the number is on their television ratings, but people are actually watching this show thinking it's a great show to watch. It sets a terrible example.
Yeah, they're celebrating that the public is completely brainwashed and completely dumbed down. Thanks for the call. More calls straight ahead.
Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Well, the union's a big businessman, and they're going down as a dinosaur. Well, they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw. I can see the day coming when even your whole government's gonna be against the law.
Go ahead and play this Glenn Beck clip. It's about 3 minutes long, and I'll comment on it after the break. This is him last week attacking Rosie O'Donnell for her comments on Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Now, listen to this. She's the enemy. She's saying that these terrorists, guilty until proven innocent, or just guilty, period, deserve to be tortured, you see. But then when they call you a terrorist, you've been dehumanized, you deserve the same thing, too. Here it is.
Defending 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed? Oh, yeah. Apparently, terrorists are people, too.
They've been treating them like animals, Elizabeth. As not like human beings.
I want to start with some footage that just blood shot out of my eyes when I saw this. The View with Rosie O'Donnell. She is defending the mastermind of 9/11, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Watch this video.
I think the man has been in custody of the American government in secret CIA torture prisons in Guantanamo Bay, where torture is accepted and allowed, and he finally is the guy who admits to doing everything. They finally found the guy. It's not that guy Bin Laden. It's this guy they've had since 93. And look at this is the picture they released of him. Doesn't he look healthy?
Okay, we're just gonna try to open this up for a free for all. But I want to start with you, Ashley. I found more venom for the United States government than for the guy who perpetrated 9/11 on this country from Rosie. Here.
Later when Mark Kornke joins us, we'll play the whole clip, two more minutes of it, and then get his take on it, and take calls, and get your take on it. But do you see what he just said there at the start? He is the mastermind. He did it. He is a terrorist. Oh, terrorists are people too. So see, as soon as you're accused of being a terrorist, you're not a person. Dehumanized. And he is taking a confession that we don't even know is real. I mean, we know it's fake and a fraud and a lie, but Khalid Sheikh Mohammed may not even have said these things. He admittedly has been held for 4 years. He admittedly has been tortured. This is a government that's been caught premeditatedly lying over and 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 over again by design, not accidentally lying or giving you disinfo. I mean, are we going to set the precedent that the good guys torture people and that then when the person is arrested and disappears into a black hole, 4 years later, the government releases a redacted transcript taking credit for everything under the sun, and then if you laugh at it, you're a traitor. And they use the highly charged O'Donnell to attack. Notice that. They didn't go after Matt Lauer. They didn't go after Republican members of Congress. They didn't go after all these mainline respected people who were saying the same thing. They didn't go after the former, you know, Deputy Secretary of the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, Paul Craig Roberts, saying the same thing. They didn't go after 90%+ in major polls. It was 74, and then after 3 or 4 days of the news coming out that it was all fake, it's 90-something% in major polls. He didn't attack any of those folks that are known as being normal. No, it's the big mouth, Rosie O'Donnell, who's been in all the controversy and all the trouble, who conservatives hate, so see, then they buy into it. All crafted to manipulate you. All crafted to, can you believe what a traitor she is? She just doesn't accept secret torture dungeons, and she thinks this person's a human, and she hates America. And then he adds the American government. See, loving America means loving the government. See how they're doing bait and switches on you? All psychological warfare, folks. You can tell. Some shows are just regurgitating propaganda. Some shows are just putting out propaganda, but the host themselves isn't an operative. Glenn Beck, give me a break. I mean, that guy is a total shill. The whole thing is using every trick in the book. Now, even if you're for the war and hate O'Donnell, and I don't particularly like her myself for things she's done in the past, even if you're for all this stuff, do you like psychological warfare? Do you like Pentagon-designed propaganda? Do you like being lied to? I mean, do you enjoy, is that pro-America? I mean, do you like people treating you like you're an idiot? Okay? And it's just incredible. All right, Mark Kornke's coming up in about 15 minutes. Adam Locke's going to be joining us, talk about some news that's been developing. And it's just jam-packed transmission, tons of news coming up, more clips as well, PrisonPlanet.tv.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Thus says Yahweh, if you will not keep my commandments by violating my covenant, I will bring upon you sudden terror. Just as prophesied, the judgments upon America have begun. Yes, the terror attacks of 9/11 opened Revelation's first seal. In the name of peace and safety, the Rider King has mounted his white horse, waging wars and rumors of war, conquering the Middle East for treasures of oil. Get to Witness Ministries' next shocking revelation. The Rider of the White Horse, George W. Bush in prophecy. Visit the website, towitnessministries.com. King George II beats the war drums for his next invasion, Iran and Syria. More nations are to follow, including the draft of your children. With a $25 love offering to Two Witness Ministries, get the book, The Rider of the White Horse, at Box 2453, Abilene, Texas, 79604. Unless she repents, America will not survive the Red Horse of World War III.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Don't forget all of the hottest, most informative, most dynamic documentary films and books on the New World Order, on the crime syndicate, on the war, on different facets are available at Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com on the video and bookstore shopping cart. You can also call toll free to get America Freedom to Fascism, 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, The Masters of Terror, my film, my latest, Terror Storm, A History of Government Sponsored Terror. It is all available right now at Infowars.com. Please don't wait. Please don't procrastinate. Get Terror Storm. Make copies of it. Air on Access TV. Get aggressive with the truth. The toll-free number to call and order the documentaries is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Let's go ahead now and go to Adam Locke. You know, many, many years ago, I got a chance to know Adam Locke. He's been involved in the Patriot Movement and covering the Patriot Movement. He, of course, previously was one of the head honchos over at WWCR, Worldwide Christian Radio. And he now works with my good friend, Jim Shepherd, who has the Made in America Big Berkey, Black Berkey elements. He also carries the British Berkey, if you prefer. But the reason I got Adam on is that Adam is really up on, I heard him on another show, Adam is really up on water in the news right now and some of the things that have been happening with the water and some of the things that are in your tap water. And we hope that you will avail yourselves of the best gravity-filled filter on the market that just so happens to be made in America and just so happens to support this broadcast and getting the truth out. Adam, thanks for coming on with us today.
Alex, thank you. It's certainly a pleasure to be a part of your program. We appreciate our little time here.
Oh, no, I called you guys up. I'm glad that you agreed to come on. Tell us, because there's so much happening, and I see it every day in the news, too, but you really have been focusing on this. What's water doing in the news?
It's just incredible. The National Academy of Science, just late last month, a severe water shortage is predicted in the southwestern U.S. Woburn, Massachusetts, first of this month. Residents there are told, boil your water. The presence of E. coli was detected near a city water tank. Hastings, Minnesota, trace amounts of industrial chemicals are turning up in the water there. Compliments, they think, of 3M. They're not really certain yet. Health officials there are telling families, buy bottled water or use a filter if it gives you the peace of mind. This stuff's all over the place. Arsenic found in wells and water in New York. It's just constant, and it's not just in the States, Alex. It's happening overseas.
Now, last time I checked, though, MBTE, fuel additive that the environmentalists demanded be put in the gas, is
right.
A deadly carcinogen and is in 49 states' water supply?
It's still there. It's going to take 10 years to get it out of the water, still filtering down into the water tables.
Amazing.
Hmm?
And they admit that stuff's really bad. Please continue.
Yes. Yes, they do. Well, I was going to say, over in Fiji, you know, this stuff's happening all over the world. It's not just here in the United States. 3 weeks in an area called Ba, they were without proper water. The people were getting their water by storing rainwater or using nearby creeks. And, of course, you know, without a proper filtration or purification system, you're just trusting that water is clean. Is it? Probably not.
Here's an example, and I always forget the name of it. It's one of those islands close to Australia that's famous for the headhunters.
Mm-hmm.
And for her end of high school trip, she's 15 years younger than me, a couple years ago, she went there for a month during the summer, and her friend got sports berkies. Everybody else had these big filters. Everyone got sick but them, living in the mountains for a month. I mean, folks, the sports berkies, the big berkies. But I mean, Adam, you talk about all these problems, and every day I see articles in Denver or Dallas or New York where they're finding not just trace but high levels of the female hormone estrogen from the birth control pills.
Right.
They're finding the serotonin reuptake inhibitor chemicals from, you know, large 15% of the population in some major cities taking antidepressants. That stuff's chemicalized. It goes into the water. The fish are dying because of it or being asexual, you know, not being able to reproduce. I mean, this is real. I filter my water with a Big Berkey here at the office. I have Big Berkey at my home, as well as reverse osmosis, but sometimes I do reverse osmosis, sometimes Berkey, because you need the nutrients that a Berkey has in them. It doesn't cut those out. But, I mean, just the herbicides and pests, I mean, if you go to the EPA's website, which I've done, and I'm sure you guys have a link to this, but if you go to their page that has the allowable chemicals, there are hundreds of things that are allowable, the herbicides, the pesticides, the chemicals, and you add that together, it's a cocktail of stuff. I don't know how anybody's still drinking tap water, Adam.
It's scary. As you said, you have them. I have them in my house. I have the sport bottle sitting on my desk here at work. Use it constantly. It just, and I've taken it down to the local creek, stuck it in there, and not worried about it. It works. We've sent these things overseas, as you have mentioned. I got another group going to a Central American island in a couple of weeks. Doctors Without Borders. We're sending Sport Berkey bottles with them. You better believe it. And they want them. They know the difference.
Tell us about some of the other water stories in the news.
Well, there's just a lot going on. We have started something up on our website where we're listing water news now, and you can go there and see what's going on. One of the other big ones that happened was Phoenix, Arizona, got an F for their water from a men's health magazine recently. Out of 100 cities, they tested for levels of arsenic, lead, coliform, bacteria, haloacetic acids, trihalomethanes, just nasty stuff. And it's not just Phoenix, again, it's all over.
Well, by the way, Adam, we're not just here I mean, you know, just saying this so people buy water filters. Obviously, we want you to, but I really believe in this. I mean, I've quit counting, but I know I've bought more than 10 systems for Christmas and birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my parents one. I bought my grandmother one. I bought my aunt and uncle one. I bought friends. I bought other family. I mean, I know I bought more than 10 of these. I believe in this. I use this. Folks, take the chlorine and take all the stuff that they've got to put in these water supplies that have sewage in them, you know, to make it safe to drink. But all it does is kill those bacteria. You're still absorbing those dead toxic bacteria. When they break down, they have enzymes and chemicals in them that basically are the same thing as rotten meat, and it just gives you trace illness, trace nausea, trace blood problems, instead of, you know, getting the big dose of rotten food that would, you know, kill you. Ladies and gentlemen, humans have always had problems getting a hold of clean water. It's so integral. It's so basic. And, I mean, I know I have family that lives in Houston. And I sent them a big Berkey, and they use it now. I don't know how they, all those years, didn't, when the water tastes like gasoline there because of all the refineries.
Even teenagers I have talked to noticed, boy, it just makes better water. Coffee, tea, anything you use, you want to purify your water, and the Berkey systems are going to do that for you.
Well, it's really simple, folks. You need to get one of these filtration systems. If you've procrastinated, if you haven't done it, go to InfoWars.com, click on the Berkey banner, go to their website, tell them it's an Alex Jones special to take advantage of the discounts and to get the free gift. If you buy a regular Berkey system that, you know, does tens of thousands of gallons and takes about 2 minutes to put together, the stainless steel or Lexan units, you can get one free gift. A sports bottle that's a $30-plus value, free, that does 600-and-something refills of tap water, 130-something refills of swamp water. Great to have, but use it every day. Use it at the gym, when you go to the water fountain. It's just a sports bottle, but then it's got the element up in the top that makes it safe to drink and reduces a lot of it, doesn't cut it all out. The big Berkeys do cut all the toxins, all the poisons out, and then leave the healthy nutrients and cuts out all the bacteria and the dead bacteria for you. Or just call, you guys still have that five-pack deal where they're only $20 a piece if you get five sports Berkeys?
Yes, we sure do.
And they have knockoff models at major camping supply stores with an element a third of the size of the Berkey element, and those things are like $35-40. These are $20 a piece when you get five of them. Adam, if somebody just wants one, how much are they?
Typically they're $29 a piece. I believe. I'd have to look.
I believe you're right. Last time I looked, it was $29. We also sell them via the InfoWars shopping cart. We have all the same deals, all the same prices, and then we just give them the order a day later, and they drop ship it via UPS. Or you can go directly to BerkeyWater.com. We have banners on InfoWars.com, on PrisonPlanet.com. That's BerkeyWater.com. Adam, give out that number for folks to call.
888-803-4438. Debbie is always happy to talk to your listeners. And, of course, if you do go to the website, make sure you mention that Alex Jones sent you.
And by the way, it's not just so we know that, you know, we're having an effect in supporting the sponsor. They already know that.
Right.
That's so you get the discount. Because understand,
yeah,
this is the national manufacturer and the national distributor of the British. But they make the American, which is at a higher standard. And again, they had major universities. What was the University of Louisiana? But like 4 years ago, I guess he had the when he was first developing, and he had the university at, there at Louisiana do the test. You said also Arizona?
Yes.
And so the black element took it to non-detectable, meaning with an electron microscope, they can't find it. And the Berkey folks will send you those studies if you want those.
Pathogenic bacteria is what you're talking about.
Yes.
E. coli and things like that, Giardia. Non-detectable levels, that's correct.
Now, again, scientists will never tell you there's no bacteria there. They take Berkey water, they put it in a Petri dish, they let it grow for a week, non-detectable. And one university, I remember reading the report, said this is a new standard. This has never been reached.
That's correct.
So, folks, you need to give them a call right now, 888-803-4438, and tell them Alex Jones sent you, because you're already getting discounted by ordering from them. But by telling them Alex Jones sent you, you get the free gift. They got several different things. You can get potassium iodate, a sheltering in place DVD about preparedness. I believe in this. This is so important. Give Debbie at New Millennium a call, 888-803-4438. Adam Locke, anything else?
You've covered it all, Alex. We appreciate your time. Thank you for having us on the show.
God bless you. I hope to talk to you again soon, Adam.
Thank you.
Again, folks, and if you call that number and it's busy, it means they're getting a lot of calls. Leave your name and number. They'll call you right back, 888-803-4438. Let me explain what happened. About 6-7 years ago, they were the national distributor for the British, Berkey, which is excellent. I have some of those still operating. I have a travel Berkey as well. What you do is they then manufactured the American Berkey, which is as good or better. Bottom line, it's as good, probably better. The studies show better. And they said, why don't we just sell to the American people instead of just to distributors? You can find their stuff in the major stores. The military, others get it. Red Cross gets it. But you get a discount, number one, getting it from the source, and then getting it through this show, an even bigger discount. 888-803-4438. Okay, I'm going to shut up about that. I hope you take action. BerkeyWater.com. You can also order via InfoWars.com. I know we have Skip and John and Greg and many others that are holding. We're going to start the third hour in exactly 15 minutes. And when we start the third hour, we're going to take calls for the entire third hour, one after the other, in rapid succession. With who? Mark Kornke. Now, Mark, you can probably do this better than I. Just in 60 seconds, or take 120, whatever. And thank you for joining us again 2 days in a row. I'm doing this because, number one, I miss Mark. And he has a lot of knowledge to share. He's been doing a lot of thinking and writing in prison, falsely charged, run off the road by police and set up by him. I have the squad car video. That's not just his word on it. They tried to set him up for a bank robbery. They admit he didn't, wasn't involved. No criminal record before that. Totally set up. But we've got him back on because he was on for 2 hours. It went by in 10 minutes, and we didn't have time to take a lot of calls. We will today. And then he's going to be a regular guest contributing to the show. We're working on getting him a Genesis show as soon as possible. He just got out last Thursday, less than a week ago. But, Mark, thanks for coming back on. In 120 seconds, recap who you are and the new books that are coming out. And then I've got a few questions for you, and we're going to go to calls.
Yes. Well, originally, years ago when I wasn't as knowledgeable, but politically active, I joined the military, of course. I've always been involved in politics, had a lot of fun there. At the state level, at the local level. Joined the military, became a 94B-20, originally a 94B-10, intelligence analyst. I was school-trained at USIG, United States Army Intelligence Centers and Schools. Eventually, of course, moved on and increased my rating in 94B-20. Anybody out there in the military knows that's just the nomenclature for level of experience. I also worked as a counterintelligence NCO. I worked as a facility security officer. I'm school trained in both of those positions, by the way, and that's pretty well documented. The important thing as an intel analyst, I was school trained. Most people hold the position, but don't necessarily have the background. Later on, through happenstance, the units that I served with, I'm familiar with, and in fact, we helped to expose Rex 84. I didn't know that's what it was at the time, to be quite honest, because of compartmentalization. From our perspective, I worked with a command group and was set in on many of the briefings. That kind of got me moving in another direction because years ago, I had people approach me. They wanted me to work in the camps, work in the new jobs that were being proposed. This is back in the early 80s. That kind of got the ball rolling and got me asking a lot of other questions. Eventually, I worked behind the scenes all through the 80s. There's a lot of stuff that we're going to talk about here in the next several months that I helped to bring forward from behind the scenes, but we did it anonymously. We did it for a long time. Eventually got to the point where the water level was so high that into 93, and with Waco, produced American Peril as a public document, but as everybody knows, we didn't do any advertising at all. It went around the country in a matter of days. In fact, several days, American Peril 1 eventually became a multi-million copy tape versus VHS back then, and audio tapes and such.
Yeah, this was the first loose change. It really was, folks. This was the first underground video to go completely nuts.
Yes, in fact, I received responses from about 68 countries total. And it was translated into Japanese. It was translated into German. It was even translated into Russian. We know it went into Africa. I had people responding who we had never had contact with, ever. And, I mean, these were just people out of the blue who realized after they watched what was transpiring in the United States and seeing what pieces they had from national television, they took an interest and expanded very quickly participation. Most important is that we said, just copy it. The idea was to get the information out. And what I did is as a regular sit briefing.
I don't think listeners still realize the power of an individual making a couple DVDs, a couple VHS every day, and just randomly giving them to people. The power of that is immeasurable.
And the fact is that you don't have to repeat yourself 100 times each day.
Exactly.
The machine is doing it for you. This is one of the things the other side, wants to ridicule. They have to ridicule. It's the idea that this is communication. Any time where we can do mass communication and bring everybody up to the same level of expertise or at least understanding, so they start to ask questions, so they investigate themselves. I argue this, and we are taking longer than 120 seconds, but the reason for this is that this tool, this technique that we're using, allows for an impressive force multiplication that plants the seed.
I'm not saying it's even a good thing, but this is what was used to overthrow the Shah in 1979 with audio cassettes.
Absolutely, that's exactly what happened. VHS tapes were sent into France by the Ayatollah Khomeini, and the rest is history. So it works just exactly like that. But anyway, I know.
Well, stay there. We got a break. We're going to come back. I've got a couple stories I want to throw at you, get your take on. Then we're going to open the phones up. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side. He's out of the hooskow, 7 years behind the barbed wire. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too.
back to something that Mark was just saying. In 1996, the Army declassified, and I want you to write this down, listeners, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. In 1996, the Pentagon declassified, it was secret, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. Now, I remember Mark in the early 1990s saying there is a civilian inmate labor camp program that he'd heard about while he was in the Army. Now, in 1996, they declassify it with phone numbers, names. It just type civilian inmate labor camp program into Google. You will see the documents. Now, in my book, Descent to Tyranny, we have a copy of the cover page, and it says that from the early 80s until 1996, this is a briefing on the declassification, that there were a dozen civilian inmate labor camp programs, and it lists them. Red River, Anniston, you know, it goes through them. And it says, now we're opening 24 more, and we're putting federal and state prisoners already on these, and they've been there since the early 80s. There were prisoners being transferred out of prisons secretly in a program to train the cadres for the military to run labor camps. Now, it's now declassified. I want to make that clear. This isn't some rumor. People always, did you hear this rumor? This is the government websites, army.mil. Mark Kornke.
Exactly. Basically in 1993 when we did American Peril, I specifically mentioned, and with American Peril 2 and 3, I incorporated all the information that I had directly. Now, from personal experience, this is where I was sitting down in briefings. We would have components of the briefings or the series of briefings, but we wouldn't have all of the pieces to the big picture. But the problem with dealing with the intelligence personnel is that you can pretty well, if you have it's a puzzle. Once you have so many pieces of the different elements of the puzzle, even if you don't know exactly what
the specific end game can be secret, but you can look at the machine and pretty much tell what it does.
That's right. What you look for is spending. As much as anything else, the way that I tracked foreign troops, especially in the late 80s, 1988-89 is when we saw the first influx. A combination of foreign troops, and this is the secret. This is one of the things that worked very well, why I could give specific numbers. The manpower allocation was financed through a series of payroll budget statements. These payroll budget statements gave specific information on every level of manpower to include command and control and all the way down to rank and file enlisted personnel. The allocations were for bedding, you know, for housing, for instance, food reserves, and also for purchasing or renting specific military facilities through different treaties and arrangements. Those were not classified, but they gave us specific windows so that we could determine the fourth strength, the number of boots on the ground. People said, well, how would you know? It's because all the other information was there, and utilizing all of the secondary information that they didn't classify, we were able to identify facilities and focus human intelligence.
By the way, that's what one of the chief engineers at AT&T last year went public. He said, look, this whole floor, this whole area is NSA, and it's all secret, but all the diagrams and the wires and the specs for what went in there was public, and we know what it is.
Exactly.
So it's easier than a reverse engineering.
Right. There's a specific pattern. The only variance would be in percentage is, for instance, the fact that you have some people who have more seniority, so there's a little higher payroll. But payroll subdivision per tier would all be consistent.
All right, we'll be right back. We'll be right back in 70 seconds, Mark, to finish up this thought and take calls.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
More than